The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
We don't need to live in fear, but is it not right for us to pray for there to be a vaccine or a cure for this virus?
Learn how you can provide the cure for one of the deadliest killers in the world.
Because as much as we need and desire a cure, that which kills more people than perhaps any disease is the effects of disease-ridden, contaminated water. Could we give the perfect cure?
Coming up next.
Well, Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, and it's a joy to be able to talk to you even when we're under tremendous pressure, because let me just talk to you up close for a moment. We're about to show you people that have a pandemic situation that is, it kills so many more people than this pandemic will kill at the ultimate end of it all, whenever that might be. And it's the lack of clean water. And we have the perfect cure. Now, I am praying, and I know you're praying, that God will give us a perfect cure for the pandemic. Betty, when you and I were young, we really have to go back to remember.
It's been a while.
We're 76, okay? But smallpox vaccinations were required. Mm-hmm. And vaccinations have been required when a cure to a serious disease is found. When I was in elementary school, and you were too, we found, listen to this, that somebody had discovered a polio vaccine. Do you remember back when you were a little girl that you would sometimes see a picture or a clip of a little child in an iron lung mm-hmm. because of polio? Mm-hmm. And I remember asking my mother, why is that little boy in there? And she told me they had polio. And it was a real serious thing, and little kids, we were concerned about it. But all of a sudden, we got the good news. Somebody found a cure. There's still a few people affected by polio. I have some friends that had polio. They're close to my age, or they're certainly, past 50. And it really hit them hard. And some of them that still carry the effects got it when they were a child. But when we found that cure, we all rejoiced. And you have to rejoice. But you don't have a little child in an iron lung. You know, when this pandemic, the coronavirus, broke out, we were concerned there'd be enough respirators, and concerned gifted Americans even manufacturing automobiles. Like the Ford Company, for instance, started making respirators. I remember one of our personal doctor, Scott Connor, called me and said, James, if we don't get more respirators, we're going to be choosing who lives and dies. And I said, man, I didn't realize all these challenges, Scott. I'm going to start praying about it real hard. And thank God we turned out more. But here's the thing, all of us. Now, think about this. You know, we have 11 grandchildren. We'll soon have 8 great-grandchildren. And we want them all to live healthy. And we want everybody in your family to live healthy. We want a cure. We want a cure for this virus, because some are saying now in the flu season, going into winter, we'll have an uptick. It'll be horrific. Well, we don't need to live in fear. But is it not right for us to pray for there to be a vaccine or a cure that is absolutely effective? Certainly we want that. God, we pray for that. And I pray for those of you, we pray daily for those of you who lost a loved one. So sad all the people lost in the nursing homes. Sad that we don't always make the best decisions. Sometimes we don't know best, but many times we don't do best. But all of us want a cure. Father, we ask for it in Jesus' name. Now, you may say, James, why are you giving attention to this when we know that Life Outreach shares life with people that have no future? Without the love of God through the mission efforts and relief efforts and rescue efforts of Life Outreach. Why are you talking about this? Because as much as we need and desire a cure, and we pray for it, that which kills more people than perhaps any disease is the effects of disease-ridden, contaminated water. And we've got the perfect cure. Betty, our viewers today are going to deliver the cure because of love. I want you to watch, and I mean, if you've ever just really watched prayerfully, as we're praying, God, give us a cure for all that challenges us. God, give us overcoming ability. As we pray for that, could we give the perfect cure? Just a cup of water in my name? Jesus said, you won't lose your reward. Boy, what a reward to know we change lives. Watch this. Watch prayerfully.
So is this is their water source, I'm assuming? This is my first encounter here in India, and I can already tell that there is so much to be done. This is where they have to come every day, all the way down here to get their water. This is his only source of water.
Well, you see, this is a nice little flow of water right here, but upstream, just horses and cows and pigs. And right up the hill, 8 children died from contaminated water here. This is just, I mean, there's so much here in Central America and the poverty-stricken nations, it just touches your heart. It's endless.
Weena here lost her older brother, and a year later, her older sister, both of them victims of waterborne illness.
I want to look at this water. Ah, it smells horrible. I would never make a child drink this, but these children have no choice. It's this or nothing. It's not enough to tell them don't drink the water. We have to say, here's water you can drink.
You know, we're drilling wells. We're providing water for God's creation. He knows them. He knows them by name. And he wants them to have clean, fresh water.
Please help us. I know this would be a desire of your heart, too, just as James and I do. We desire to pass on the blessings. We've been so mightily blessed ourselves, and we want to bless these families. So join with us, please, will you?
Betty, there's just such mixed emotions. When I look back, I see the problem. But we showed you time after time, either like the well coming in right there down, right in a little community of houses and streets right there. And then out in the rural areas just to see that water come. And we saw them drinking clean water. We saw Randy, our son, couldn't even stand to smell the water. You and I have seen it. But we have seen the perfect cure. Yeah. And when it comes in, that's love that drilled that. You know, our viewers paid for the drilling rigs. They were very expensive. They pay for the transportation of all the drilling pipe, all the transports. And we don't talk about that. We try to talk about the end result of that love. But it's viewers, I'm telling you, you're the ones that do it. And the missionaries have reminded us over and over, we're here because God sent us, but we will be totally ineffective without the viewers of Life Today and the people that help us. As we saw with mixed emotions what they had and then what love gave them, man, I just kind of ran the whole gamut of sadness to joy when we see the water.
And you do. And we've had the blessing of being there and seeing the transformation of the children that were dying. We've seen the graves. We've seen those that were close to death. We've seen the mothers' broken hearts. But then we've got to see the results of your caring, your reaching out in love and joining us to make that difference. We see that water come up out of the ground that God's provided through your love and through your help. We've seen the smile on the children's faces. And I guarantee you, not only the smiles on the children's faces, but on their family too, their mothers, the dads, those that have hurt so much when they had to offer them the diseased water. Now get to offer them life, new life, through this clean, fresh water. So thank you so much for participating, for being such a big part of it, and for trusting us enough to get the water to the children.
You know, the Lord says we're all alike. And He talks about the importance of the lantern. And, of course, in the time of Christ, they put oil in every lamp and in order to keep it burning. And even in the temple and the tabernacle, they had to have oil. And the people would press the olives, get the oil from all the sources that provided it, and they would bring their gift to keep the light burning. You can see the love of God in these missionaries. You can see what love does when you give life. And I want you right now to be praying, because we're going to give you an opportunity to be a miracle. You're going to be the miracle in many people's lives. Some of you will be the miracle in an entire village. You're going to change everything for people by giving a well or giving toward the well. Now, I want you to look at the impact in the life of a mother, knowing now that you don't just offer hope, you offer miraculous healing help. Watch closely.
We can all relate to washing dishes, but would you eat off dishes that were washed in this water? For Khun Mao, who lives in Cambodia, this water shared with livestock is all she has to clean with. Even worse, it's all she has to drink.
The water that
we
you
have
to drink.
We asked Khun Mao to tell us about her water, which caused visible anguish. But once she was able to speak, this was her response. Tragically, Khun Mao's story is far from unique. Throughout the developing world, contaminated drinking water is a serious problem that kills millions. When we visited Khun Mao, she had already lost a 3-year-old son to waterborne illness. In the past few years, we've seen trending progress for clean water initiatives. But recent global events now threaten the compassionate support which has made these efforts possible. Because clean water saves lives. And without clean water, children die.
That just breaks my heart. And just as you heard, the pandemic has... You know, we've had people, Betty, who would write a note and say, I sure wish I could help you right now, but I don't have a job. I don't even know if I'm going to ever have my job back. And then some have said, I know I'm not. Father, we pray for them. I believe you're going to lift us higher than we've ever been. Give us wisdom and leadership. Give us divine guidance in Jesus' name. You know, it's heartbreaking to realize that the cure for those children that we just saw, the broken heart, is just clean water. And you can give that clean water. I mean, you really are you're the delivery system of the perfect cure. Whoever finds the cure for the coronavirus will be praised and thanked, and rightly so, and they'll rejoice that their pursuit of healing was discovered and they were part of it. Betty, our viewers have the healing cure.
They absolutely do. You do. You are able to reach out to these families, these children that are going to die without good, fresh water, clean water. The diseased water is going to kill them. They have to drink it just to live another day, hopefully. But joining with Life Outreach, we can all make the difference. And what a blessing. You know, we're all so blessed here. I know we've been going through trying times, but I've been blessed as I've watched our own nation pull together and reach out in love for those that are hungry, for those that are hurting, and for those that just need a little attention and care. we could do this with these children. We can let these mothers know that we hear their cry for help to save their child. So please join with us.
You know, while we're praying for the cure for this virus worldwide, I think we can, with gratitude, say, we got the cure to your challenge. And I'm praying that right now that you will go and get a bank card or get a check, make the check to life, because you're actually giving life. That's what you're giving. You're saving lives and giving life. So I pray you'll get that check or that bank card and use it like a check. Go online or dial the number and say, here's what I'm putting in the mail, or I want to put my gift on my bank card right now. And if you could give a water well, we're going to need some people to meet this challenge of completing the remaining 150 wells. We're going to need a miracle. Could you give 4,800? Could you give 1,200? Three join you? Giving 1,200 to? 2,400 and one person join you? Pray to that end. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. We've broken that out. It's a fact. Where could you better put $48? We really do need everyone who can help to help. And you know, we've gotten some incredible notes with checks saying, James, God's blessed me where I can help. I'm even giving, I believe, for someone who simply cannot now, but they want to. And I'm the answer to their prayers, as well as the prayers of the mothers and the parents and the people who want to see their loved ones and their children's lives saved. So you're becoming that miracle. Please, right now, get your card, call the number, go online, and follow the leadership of God's Spirit. Thank you so much.
Dirty, diseased-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. With your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the final 150 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well, serving up to 1,000 people. With your gift, we'll send you Today is a Good Day seasonal devotional set. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this beautiful set features a daily scripture, inspirational thoughts, and a place for you to journal your own thoughts, prayers, and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, request the leather-bound, life-giving Proverbs Journal, filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, including lined pages for your personal notes. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request a Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
On average, that's how long the human body can survive without water. In the face of death by dehydration, water like this is the only choice for many. Recently, while in East Africa, we spoke with Fatina, a mother personally impacted by this crisis. Unclean water is a common hardship throughout the world. And when something is common, it's easy to get used to. But should losing a child ever be something we get used to? Contaminated water has already taken Fatina's son. In Cambodia, Samnang lost his daughter to a waterborne illness. Flores and Anita from Madagascar lost both their mother and three-year-old sister after they drank from a contaminated canal. At the time we visited these sisters, they were still drinking from that very same water source themselves. For years, you've helped Life Outreach provide clean water in thousands of areas across the globe. Right now, mothers like Fatina also need clean water in their villages before tragedy strikes again.
Boy, you know, I bet you and I are moved when we see the spots asking, like St. Jude's and these little children, many times they have cancer. And one of the things we hear the people at St. Jude's say, we're trying to find a cure for the various forms of cancer. And we watch those mothers talking about their child, and as a mother, you had to say goodbye to a child, and I did, because of cancer. And then here recently, and we've been playing Robbie Zacharias' Times With Us here in Life Today, because these messages he wanted everybody to take seriously. And I prayed with Robbie. Our ministry took Robbie when he couldn't travel. Couldn't get on a commercial airplane. We provided the transportation for him to get him to MD Anderson, and barely got him there before they closed down MD Anderson. And he said, James, I have cancer, and we're praying for him and prayed with the family and still continue to lift him up. And we said goodbye to Ravi because what? Didn't have a cure for cancer. They kept hoping that something's going to work. We kept believing that for Robin. Okay, please just hear me. All of us have said goodbye to a loved one. But how many of you have said goodbye because of a disease that we're trying to find the cure for? I've said this many times because it is simply not an exaggeration. There's not one of you watching that wouldn't have driven all the way across the country if you could have brought our Robin, our daughter, a cure. And I know we all prayed for it. And she's perfectly healed now. She and Robbie are rejoicing in the presence of Jesus. But death came because of a disease we don't have a cure for. We have a cure for this disease of dirty, contaminated water. It's not a good cure. It's a perfect cure. And love can deliver it. That's what I'm asking you to do. Father, I pray somebody that never even thought about giving a well will give a well. And maybe as they give it, they'll be praying for cures for coronavirus and cancer that takes so many loved ones. Lord, that people that have never given before will give bigger than they ever imagined because they're giving the greatest gift they give in life. So please inspire them to do it in Jesus' name. Would you go get your bank card, use it like a check, go online or dial the number, make the greatest gift. I mean, maybe beyond anything you ever imagined. Say, I'm going to provide the miracle cure for a whole village by giving them a well. Or I'm going to give $48. It's all I can do right now, but it'll give 10 people water the rest of their life. Would you do it? Please do it right now. Thank you.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. With your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the final 150 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well, serving up to 1,000 people. With your gift, we'll send you Today is a Good Day seasonal devotional set. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this beautiful set features a daily scripture, inspirational thoughts, and a place for you to journal your own thoughts, prayers, and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, request the leather-bound, life-giving Proverbs Journal. filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, including lined pages for your personal notes. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request a Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I mean, I put my hand in this water and a couple of inches in and it disappears. This water is, it's absolutely filthy. That's why there's such, this is not something that we can wait for another week, another month. This is all they have today. This is all this mom and these two girls and all these villagers and hundreds of villages around Africa are like. They need clean water. And one well, one water well, will last a whole lifetime and it will change their life. So many of these children die because of waterborne diseases. I mean, you just have to look at it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't let my dogs drink out of this. This is horrible. But we can make a difference. Would you go to your phone right now and just do whatever you can? Can you imagine if you couldn't, if this was all you had to give to your children? I can't imagine that. So go to your phone, call that number on your screen, go online, give the best gift, just whatever you have. If you've got a lot, give a lot. If you've got a little, give what you can. But whatever you give will bring water for life for these families.
Well, I'm still just pretty torn up inside because, we can't mention our daughter, can't mention Ravi Zacharias and other friends that we said goodbye to because we didn't have a cure. God, give us those cures. We know you're the miracle healer, but you also provide miracle ways out. And we need that now, in Jesus' name. Let me just say thank you from the bottom of our heart, because we know you love us. And we know you prayed for God to comfort our broken heart. And we know you're praying for Ravi Zacharias' family and all their friends and everybody that's lost a loved one to this coronavirus. Well, let's just keep asking God for the cure. But let's always, whenever we can, because of love, let's apply the perfect cure, because it is love that never fails. And boy, do we need an outpouring of that. Let's pour that holy water out all over this land, because we have Jesus and His love in us. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.